Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding. For all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn. Thank you, everybody, for being here with me today. I'm tremendously excited about our show that we have on here for today. I've got a wonderful shaman, actually a woman that I did my first shamanic journey with, Rena Shesso, and I'll get to Rena's introduction here in just a little bit. We would welcome your calls or your comments. You can call in. The call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. You can also go to their website, Transformation Talk Radio, and on the right-hand side of the page, it's a little box that says instant feedback, send a comment now, and I've got that page all dialed up on my laptop, so if there's a comment or a question you have for either Rena or myself, please don't hesitate to join in our conversation. And I'm just very happy to be here today. Thank you so much again for joining us. I'm here in Colorado, and today the sky is very sunny. I'm hoping that we get to hold off on winter just a little bit longer. Personally, not that I'm a big fan of the heat and summer and all that sort of things. I'm a winter girl, but I do just love the fall. And maybe you're like me and just really like the fall as well. So as I said, please feel free to join in, call us, send a comment via the instant chat messaging piece, and we'll get started. So my guest today is Rena Shesso. Rena is a shamanic healing practitioner and teacher, a reader and teacher of tarot. Her website is www.Rena Shesso.com. You can contact Rena at RenaFire@comcast.net. Rena is, as I said, a shamanic healing practitioner and teacher, a reader and teacher of tarot. She's also the author of a couple of books, A Magical Tour of the Night Sky and Math for Mystics. And she researches and writes on a wide range of spiritual, artistic, and goddess-infused topics. Gotta love that. Shamanism, tarot, and other array of subjects all are deep-rooted and bright-sparking in the heart of her personal life. Among her grandparents were an astrologer herbalist on one side and an organic gardener lapidary on the other. So Rena, at a very early age, began learning casually about plants, astrology, and gem lore. This expanded into other more occult studies, and she gradually stepped onto a goddess path in the late 70s. A few years later, this formalized into the practice of the nature-oriented path, sometimes called the craft. And Rena has been privileged to study with many fine teachers, but she always seemed to return to nature herself as the ultimate teacher and healer. And I couldn't agree more with that. In the late 80s, Rena began learning the practices of shamanism and has found that for her, the craft and shamanism combine well to form a balanced and complementary practice. Extensive formal training in core shamanism has come mainly through the Foundation for Shamanic Studies and Sandra Ingerman, author of Soul Retrieval and Shamanic Journeying, A Beginner's Guide, both of which I've read and both of which I highly recommend. But again, much of the learning for her, as I think it does for us all, comes within the journey experience directly from the guides in nature and non-ordinary reality. And we'll talk a little bit about ordinary reality and non-ordinary reality here in just a little bit. That may be a new concept for some of you out there listening today. So since 91, Rena has been teaching about and using the healing practices of shamanism. As I said, she also teaches classes on tarot and other metaphysical subjects. In terms of what she writes about and researches, she likes the term independent scholar, which may be a polite way, she says, of saying quirky amateur, but hey, it's time that quirky amateurs got their due, and I couldn't agree more. So, Renna, welcome to the Animal's Eye View.
Thank you, Lizanne. Good morning.
Good morning. We're so happy to have you here.
Glad to be here.
Well, and just before we went on air today, Renna and I were having actually this great conversation about what seems to be going on with the, I guess I would call it, and what's coming to me are the rhythms of nature and human beings at this point in time. You know, we just came through that rare hybrid eclipse, both the solar and lunar eclipse. We're right smack dab in the middle of a Mercury retrograde. Here in the state of Colorado, we had this immense and rather unusual, they're telling us, 5,000-year-old rainstorm and flooding that happened in September. And so Renna and I were talking about kind of the energy rhythms that seem to maybe be kind of building up on each other, and almost like ocean waves, when two different currents meet each other, it seems like these waves are kind of overlapping and kind of crashing into each other. What else would you like to say about that, Renna? Just because I think it's a really interesting topic and something for everybody to think about.
Oh, you know, it seems like everyone I've talked to recently has talked about, has said something, some variation on this Mercury retrograde is just such a walloper, or, you know, something to the effect of they're feeling the changes like they never have before. And sometimes I think that's just because we're all talking to each other and it kind of gets heightened in our own imagination. But there is actually stuff changing and happening, and I do think we're feeling it more. I really don't think this is any kind of punishment. You know, if you were paying more attention to nature, nature wouldn't be suffering and you wouldn't have to suffer too. Some of this, I think, is nature trying to bring things to our attention that we're slow to acknowledge, because we tend to be very out of touch with the natural world. When we think of nature, we think of, you know, a picnic someplace remote from our own urban home. We're part of nature too. But when we step out of that stream of being aware of that, we have that dissociation from the natural world where we feel like it's outside of ourselves and we're not part of it. And, you know, you get massive floods sweeping through mountain communities, and I don't feel like that's directed at them personally so much as nature's way of kind of saying, you're not separate from us.
Well, and I think that's absolutely,
you know,
right.
We're all in this together.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think that's a great way of putting it, that this is not about punishment. Because for me, as we were talking, that kind of harkens back to fire and brimstone and everybody is doomed. And as we were talking about, that's just kind of a fear-based way of looking at the world and actually of living in the world and communing with nature. And I think nature is this remarkably powerful force, but I also think we're kind of uniquely poised to begin a radically shifted partnership with nature, something that I don't think we've ever seen before necessarily.
Yeah, no, I don't think we've seen it in our lifetimes or recent lifetimes for most of us in our ancestry. But for all we know, this is how people did live thousands of years ago, where there was a much more conscious relationship with nature.
Absolutely.
I believe that was the case. You know, when anthropologists go into remote areas, find people using plants in a medicinal manner, they tend to ask, how did you become aware of the properties of this plant?
Right, absolutely.
And Renna,
hang on to that thought. We're going to be taking our first break. Everybody,
okay.
You're listening to The Animal's Eye View with me, Lizanne Flynn. Well, as I said, we'll take a quick break and we'll come right back and talk more with Renna about shamanism and about working with the planet. What an interesting thought. Stay tuned.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call and Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hey, everybody. We're back on The Animal's Eye View with me, your host, Lizanne Flynn, on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Renna Shesso. And Renna and I are talking about, well, we've decided to dive right in and talk about the rhythms of nature and how we actually might be coming back full circle to working with the energy of the planet for healing purposes and working with natural medicine and things like that. And before we go any further, I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows how to get hold of Renna. Renna, would you give us your website and how people can best get a hold of you?
Yes, absolutely. The website address is www.rennashesso, RennaShesso.com. And my email is rennafire@comcast.net.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
And I teach various things all year long. And yeah, we were starting to just... The analogy I was going to make about plants and anthropologists going in there and saying, well, how did these primitive people find out the use of this plant? And the primitive so-called people always have told them, the plants told us.
Yeah.
And, you know, anthropologists kind of blow that off and go, well, obviously this is lost in time or it's a secret and they won't tell us. But they just did tell them. And right. That's because people were working in a real alliance with the energies around them. So over generations of building up a symbiotic relationship with that plant, tribal people understood what the uses of it could be. And I think that's true with the animals that exist on the spirit plane as well.
Definitely.
And that's a huge part of shamanism, at least as I've been trained. You can have all kinds of working allies, but the animal ones are some of the easier ones to meet. You used the term earlier, non-ordinary realities, so let's just quickly go back and cover that.
Yes.
Speaking, I'm sure, for most of us, since it's early in the morning, we're generally in ordinary reality. When we shift gears and we're working on a different plane, it can be called non-ordinary reality, which is a fabulous phrase because it doesn't say it isn't real. It just says it isn't ordinary. And we all enter that on a regular basis anyway because that's what dream time is. Mm-hmm. So when we're dreaming, we're in a variation on non-ordinary reality. We can enter that much more consciously and with more intention around what we're seeking to learn when we do it within a shamanic journey, which is willingly entering into a trance-like state where you are able to commune readily with your helping spirits. And the animals that we meet there sometimes are analogous to ones that we have an affinity with here in ordinary reality, and sometimes it's completely different animals. But back to what you had mentioned earlier about that, just that idea of punishment and brimstone and, you know, things are here to teach us a lesson and it's got to be a harsh lesson.
Yes.
People ask me, will my power animals leave? And there's always this sense of I'll do something wrong and they won't like me anymore, which is kind of our grade school fear of not having friends, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
The way that tends to actually work is that they might wander off if they get bored. And the way our power animals get bored is if we aren't singing and dancing. Because, you know, we're here in the physical world of reality.
Right.
And we have physical form with which we can dance our bodies around, we can sing, we can do things that aren't accessible to beings that exist only in spirit. So we honor them, our spiritual helpers, by singing songs that honor them, dancing, things like that, with the intention of I'm going to dance the shape of my power animal, I've got my arms out like wings, if that's the case, things like that. The idea that things would happen because they're bored instead of because they're mad at us. It's just, it's such a benign interpretation. As a, you know, it's so different than they'll get mad and they'll leave us, they'll punish us. It's not that kind of punish, shame, fear-inducing way of perceiving the world.
Well, and where do you think that came from, Rena? I mean, it's so pervasive in our society and culture, particularly this culture today, of shame and of punishment. I mean, my mind, just because I was raised Catholic, immediately goes to religion, because in my own personal opinion, I think religion is man-made, and I think it's mostly about control. I don't think it's necessarily about connection with your own sense of spirituality and connection with your higher self. So when we talked about a dramatic, you know, dare I say, paradigm shift that needs to take place, is that looking at working in partnership with nature, and as opposed to trying to necessarily control it or to, you know, control animals, control other people, but just extending a partnership. And don't mm-hmm. you think maybe it's that intention of even that mindset of, oh, I'm going to get punished, or, oh, you know, life is going to be hard. I think there's a lot to be said for setting that intention out there. And I know in shamanism, intention is big.
Oh, I think it is in any magical workings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to go back very precisely to what you said, in our culture, I would say this is our culture, specifically American culture,
yes,
where we've got that headset.
I would agree.
Thank you, our Puritan forefathers, that Calvinistic idea that anything good that happens because God approves of you, anything bad that happens is because you've angered God in some way. And we get so much of that, even of a subliminal nature, from the time that we're little kids.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, most of us weren't getting anything that much encouraged us to trust our intuition. You know, the emphasis is on think before you do things. What were you thinking? And I'm pretty pro-brain myself. I love the intellectual studies. But on their own, that's pretty pale. You know, without some intuition and some work from the heart to balance it out, that stuff's just on its own pretty chilly.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, we were never meant to operate just from the brain. Our ancestors wouldn't have made it if that's all they had. I mean, there's a point where intuition has to be part of it.
Absolutely. Well, and it's so interesting. One of my most favorite quotes from Einstein is about, you know, that they we've reversed the two between intellect and intuition, and we've made intellect the master and intuition the faithful servant, and it actually should be the other way around. And right. Just when you were talking earlier, Rena, what's your take on science? I mean, to me, I look to science. I know we look to science in our world to kind of explain things for us. But where I kind of get bogged down in science is their need for data. Is there need for research, particularly where animals are concerned? You know, it's all from the outside of the animal and looking at the behavior of the animal. What's your take on science and maybe shamanism? Are those two things meant to link up together at some point, do you think, or not?
Well, I think they could, but some of this, I think, goes back to Descartes and some of those early reasoners who, at that point, were taking a very mechanistic worldview, where the human body, the bodies of animals, were like these well-running machines that you could take apart and examine, and that there was no feeling involved. And that became so deeply ingrained that we still experiment on animals. And until very, very recently, for scientists to imply in any way that animals had feelings was so verboten that the material often was suppressed. So, I mean, that still has become very controversial within the realm of scientific research. You just don't get to talk about animals having feelings. Now, this is ridiculous. Anyone who's ever had a pet knows that those animals have feelings.
Yes, absolutely.
But, you know, because of stuff that goes back a few hundred years, at the age when there was such scientific awakening and such a sense of experimentation, there was such a shift then, which may have been necessary for us to move forward. But part of the evil bargain we made with ourselves was to pretend that animals don't have feelings and that the earth does not have feelings. This was something that was just placed there for man to examine and take apart, like an old alarm clock, so they could see the inner workings. And the fact is that there's inner workings going on here that you don't see. That's like trying to, you know, you can't prove that love exists unless you can find some little pellet of it within a heart. I mean, that would be ludicrous.
Yes,
but that
absolutely.
Was part of what got accepted at some points. So I think that's where we got so divorced from the idea of connection with the world around us. One of the better books on any of this connecting with nature work is something called The Last Child in the Woods by Richard Louv. And the subtitle is something like Saving Our Children from Nature Deficit Disorder. And you know exactly what he means when you hear nature deficit disorder. We were raising kids that, you know, aren't allowed to just go around and roam and play outside. I mean, that's how most of the folks in my generation grew up. If you were inside too long, you got shooed outside, like get out from underfoot.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
most definitely. Absolutely. Everybody, we're going to be heading into our second break. I can't believe the time is going by so fast, but with Miss Rena, it usually does. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. My special guest today is Renna Schesso, and we're talking about just a whole bunch of things. Ordinary reality, non-ordinary reality, shamanism, connecting with nature, energy, all sorts of things. If you have a question or a comment, feel free to go to the website, transformationtalkradio.com. There's a little box on the right-hand side. You can go ahead and post in that the question. I promise to check that web page occasionally. And the call-in number for us today is 1-800-930-2819. So, Miss Renna, right before the break, we were talking a little bit more about power animals and about how they tend to get bored. And that's such a great concept, I think, for people to understand is that And correct me if I'm wrong, but that our connection with our power animals exists even outside of the journey space, so that if we're not singing, dancing, having a very energetically authentic life in ordinary reality, that they tend to get bored over a non-ordinary reality. Is that how it works?
You know, I kind of think it is. I would preface this by saying there's not any big rule book that I own about how exactly this works, but that is my sense of it. And I don't think they just wander off. Part of the idea here is that we're all connected with various spirit helpers, and we have been from birth. Mm-hmm. They're aware of us. We're not generally aware of them, especially after childhood. Now, I think a lot of us, as kids, had a real sense of the numinous quality of nature where we felt that energetic presence of something larger than what we were able to see or touch, or we sensed that there was something big and magical there. As we get older and we're busy learning to drive and understand how to plug in appliances and do practical worldly things, we get out of touch with that. But they're not unaware of us. They're still aware of us. They're still nearby. With the practice of shamanic journeying, we learn to reconnect and have direct communication with them. So instead of them just kind of watching over us from behind the scenes, we're able to meet face-to-face within the journey. And this may very well be power animals, power helpers that are in animal form to us, but it can also be helpers that are in the form of humans, deities from various pantheons. You can have plant world allies. You can have weather-oriented allies.
There's that's cool.
So many variations of how this works, but the point is, anything that's out there, we can be in communication with if we focus our ways and, you know, have that discipline to go into this and practice with it. And this is not a horrible, strict discipline. It's just, you know, it's paying attention is basically what it is.
Whether we're paying attention
to them or not.
Well, and during break, Ren and I were talking, everyone, that sometimes in working with my own clients, certainly, having an active mind, as Ren has said, is probably a good thing. You want your mind to be questioning and curious and things like that. There can be times, though, and particularly I think if you are of a certain genetic predisposition to, for instance, high sensitivity, it's pretty easy to get overwhelmed by the outside world. And so that makes it even more difficult to enter into a meditative state, to quiet the mind, to ask the thoughts to recede back to the background, etc. Shamanic journeying, I think, can be a really lovely complement to meditation because it is so active and interactive. Don't you think, Rena? Is that how you feel?
I would certainly agree. And for me, I believe this for me takes the role that meditation does take for some people. I tried for years when I was younger to meditate. Never felt like I was getting it. Always felt like kind of a spiritual flunk out. And then when I began doing shamanic journeying, you know, I almost expected initially that the same thing would happen there, that I just wouldn't feel that I was doing it. And instead, it really, really clicked. And I think that, you know, this was not the case when I was a young woman, but I think over the last 20 years in particular, meditation has become so prevalent that everyone talks about it as something that we all must be able to do if we are to lead any kind of spiritual life. But the point is that we have some still point, whether it's a certain kind of seated meditation, whether it's I spend some time outside each day leaning against a tree, I do shamanic journeying. For some people, it's moving forms of meditation that are going to be effective. This is really not one size fits all. Mm-hmm. And for some people, the seated meditation just is not going to feel like the right match.
Exactly.
So just, you know, for people to be more aware all the time that there's so many variations on this, you know, for people that just can't sit still, something like Qigong or Tai Chi might be a perfect fit, or the meditative forms of the martial arts.
And
so,
oftentimes,
you know, where you're in motion, but you've got that focus.
Exactly. Oftentimes as well for me, I'll do a walking meditation. And it will be out somewhere in nature, and the mind, the thoughts will just kind of slip into the background. And because I am in connection with that whole mind, body, breath thing, that really just kind of seems to quiet everything down and makes everything seem, again, just really very focused and very crystal. And then information can start to come in. So when
Absolutely.
We talk about power animals, share with us just a for instance. What might somebody expect if they did, you know, their first ever shamanic journey? What do you think would happen, or is that an individual thing? And are there any things that you would recommend to people to do or not do on their first shamanic journey?
Well, there's probably no real average on this because it works out so differently for everybody. But if we can drop our own preconceived notions of how these things ought to work, I know for me, I expected to be in some incredibly deep and powerful trance. And, you know, to this day, I've been doing this about 25 years now, and it's not generally a deep and powerful trance. I'm elsewhere, but I need to keep my focus on that to stay in that place, or I kind of wobble around. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that's actually not unusual. So thinking it's not working because you're still kind of aware of the fact that, you know, a loud car went by outside doesn't mean that you're not journeying.
Exactly.
Another thing that comes up a lot is people get a glimpse of an animal, they complete the journey, they hear the drum tempo change, and they come back and they race over to their bookshelf to look up the animal in one of the many animal looking up books, many of which are beautifully written, but talking about what animal means what things and what their symbolic power is. But I got to say, power animals don't really read those books.
aren't power animal books a non-ordinary reality?
they are not reading those books. So just because the book says this animal signifies these kinds of things that are important in your life doesn't mean that that's actually what's going on in your personal journey where that animal has appeared as an ally to you.
Right.
So even if in a group of people that were learning this for the first time, even if by some crazy chance everyone there met the same animal, the animal would have different information and meaning for each one of them, because this is individualized. That's kind of a for instance with that. I don't see the animals as symbolic. I see them as literal embodiments of animal energy that I am meeting in that non-ordinary reality place. And one of the great surprises to me was that the power animal that I met initially was one that I had known as a child, because my imaginary playmates as a kid included animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I had suppressed that, just forgotten it for years. But then after a retreat on which I began learning these studies, meeting this animal, which was confusing too, we use terms like power animal, and people tend to think that means the big, glamour, ferocious animals that you want to get a tattoo of. You know what I mean.
I do.
You know, like some kind of spirit plane Rottweiler, except, you know, more likely to be the big cats or the howling wolves and whatnot.
Right.
We're talking about animals that exist in the realm of spirit, unbounded by our physical reality. So they can see past, present, and future in ways that we simply can't because we're here in physical life and constricted by it in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Any of these animals on the realm of spirit have power because they're able to move around, view, advise, with greater information than what's available to us here in our little earthly forms. So that's where the word power comes in. It's not by their relative ferocity here on the earthly plane. So this isn't always big glamour animals. So that was a point of confusion for me, because mine's Mine's a certainly very attractive animal, but it's not a predator animal.
Right, exactly. And mine, and we'll get to this after the break a little bit more. And mine, I remember the first journey, I had kind of a smattering of mm-hmm. predatory and non-predatory animals. And after the break, Ren, I'd love to get into how over time, as you mentioned, I think a little bit earlier, how these power animals, depending upon maybe what you're going through, a particular question you have, an intention, a situation in your life, et cetera, that these power animals kind of come up with different sort of aspects, I guess I'll call them, of a situation, et cetera, with information for you. So everybody, mm-hmm. hope you stay tuned. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Everybody, welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. My very special guest is Rena Shesso. We're talking about shamanism and power animals. And as we head into the ending of the show, I will give you a little bit of information about me, and then we'll ask Rena about her Facebook information so people can go there and like her. Because, of course, we all like Rena. You can go to my Facebook fan page. It's the Animal's Eye View. and then the number one. My website is currently being revamped, and oh my goodness, I hope it's going to be up within the next couple of weeks. That's www.theanimalseyeview.com. If you go there, though, you can it'll say something like, we're under construction. Definitely sign up for my newsletter. If you like me on my Facebook fan page in the newsletter, that's probably the easiest way to keep up to date with workshops, presentations, events that I'm going to where you might be able to come by and say hi. That's definitely the easiest way to do it. So, Renna, what about you? Tell us, share with us your Facebook information, if you would.
I will. My Facebook information is Renna Shesso, author, and that's where I post things that are related to shamanic work, work with images of any of the planetary work that relates back to the Magical Tour of the Night Sky book. I've got mathematical and sacred geometry types of things on there right now. There's also a beautiful picture of Captain Kirk with Lady Gaga, which is worth looking at anyway, because somehow that fit. And I've got a blog page up too, but I'm a pretty lazy blogger, and that's at WordPress.
We must be having some internet problems with Lizanne, so we are going to continue. If you want to continue to talk about the book, that would be great.
Okay. The book that is out right now, the more recent one, is called A Magical Tour of the Night Sky. And it is my understanding that sometime within the next year or so, that's going to be reissued by Wiser Books under a new title, Planets for Pagans, to kind of bookend the earlier book, Math for Mystics. It's the same book and gets into ways that we can reacquaint ourselves and kind of reconnect spiritually with the night sky, especially where we're looking at stars and planets. We're finding those for ourselves, which is important. Most people these days that do astrology often cannot recognize constellations in the night sky. Meanwhile, a lot of people that do astronomy want absolutely nothing to do with astrology. And once upon a time, those two were the same science. But they've gotten pretty divorced. And at this point, so many of us feel that if we live in the city, we can't see the stars. Well, once you believe that, you stop trying to see them, and then it becomes self-fulfilling. But I live just a couple blocks off one of the busiest streets in the Denver metro area, and I did most of the gazing for this book from my back porch. So heavy light pollution, but that doesn't stop us from seeing planets and the brighter stars, which is a good way to start watching, because otherwise, when we're up in the mountains, for instance, and can see every star, it's so overwhelming. So, again, building spiritual connections with the world all around us, it's
back.
There. Oh, hi there.
I am so sorry. The Skype kept on going in and out, Renna, and thank you so much for connecting and staying connected and talking.
Oh, I'm always happy to talk.
I know that
so I was
you
talking
are.
A little bit about
are.
The Sky book. We were talking before about nature, and I
yes.
just want to quickly bring this back to that Richard Love book, The Last Child in the Woods.
Yes.
It's not particularly based on spirituality, but in one chapter he does talk about going to various friends of his and saying, did you ever have a spiritual experience as a child, and can you tell me about that? And without fail, all of them talked about something that happened to them spontaneously when they were out in nature and just had this sense of connecting with that vast mystery. And his feeling is, when kids aren't allowed free play out in nature, as opposed to, say, soccer practice every afternoon at 4, which isn't quite the same thing as roaming the woods,
not at all.
When we're not allowing kids or offering them plentiful opportunity to just be outside in nature, they may not have those spiritual connection experiences.
That's
so
interesting.
Which is kind of a huge and weird thought.
Well, and what's immediately coming to mind, Renna, is, and I'm not sure why this flashed in, but it did, so I'll honor it, is that you know how when babies are first born, same thing, human beings as well as animal beings, and that first very important bonding time with the parent, with the mother, is just critical, really, really critical to mm-hmm. the emotional development, to the social development of whether that's a human being or an animal being. And all yeah. of a sudden it struck me as that I wonder, I can't help but wonder if that same sort of connection with nature at an early age is also not as vital and critical to the intuitive development as it would be to the bonding development, the emotional development. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I think that's a really apt analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, if we're not allowed that opportunity, and that's something actually that comes up in shamanic healing sessions with sad regularity, is people that did not have that sense of welcome at the point that they were born. And sometimes in my generation, our mothers were so doped up into kind of a twilight oh, yeah. sleep when
yes.
we were delivered that they weren't there to welcome us.
No,
and there are
right.
people that really were injured by that on a subtle level right at that point when they were, you know, ready to be welcomed into life.
Right, absolutely.
And instead didn't have that. And the idea that we have to have that welcome connection with nature, too, makes all the sense in the world.
Well, and I think that there's a lot to be said, and I so appreciate your saying that soccer practice is not connecting with nature, because it's not.
I'm sure it's healthy, but
yes, it is healthy. Yes, we don't want to give you all the impression that Ren and I are saying that it exercise and physical, you know, connection with the body is not a healthy thing, but it's far different. I think you're right to going out there and wandering the woods. So there's just a huge difference there. So Renna, I just want to thank you so much for being on the program today and putting up with the Skype connection issues that we had just toward the end of the show. Is there a last thought that you would like to leave us with today about anything,
you know,
about shamanism, about
really simple things like get outside, hug a tree, look at a star. Venus has been so bright lately. We've got a crescent moon. I mean, there's the wonders of this are all around us, and part of the quirks right now, I've got violets blooming in my front yard, wild violets, and they're confused. So, I mean, it's part of the confusion of the planet, but that's no reason not to hug the tree.
Right. Excellent, excellent point. Oh my gosh, I just love that so much. Hug a tree. Everybody go out there and hug a tree. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This has been The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Take very, very good care of yourselves and your animal companions this week. And remember to say to yourself and to them at least once a day, I love you. Thank you very much again, Renna, for joining us. It's been a delight and a pleasure as usual. Everybody, we'll see you next time on Transformation Talk Radio.
You've been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. Nothing thrills me more than watching my clients heal themselves. I had a client come to me the other day who had high cholesterol. So I worked with her, and in 4 short weeks, her cholesterol was cut in half. When you're ready to stop messing around with your health care challenge, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.